to create a very inappropriate atmosphere for you. Alright, you guys are ready. Let me know. We're gonna start off with a song from the Roxy and Elsewhere album. This one is a tricky little instrumental called Don't You Ever Wash That Thing.
Thank you.
appropriate people to help this guy? Do we need a doctor or something? All right. Well, best wishes that he feels better momentarily. This next one is it's called City of Tiny Lights. So tiny, every cloud is silver lining, the great escape for all of you.
Tiny is as tiny blue, tiny is as tiny blue, tiny is as tiny blue, tiny is as tiny blue.
Thank you. tiny yard to home.
Shorter than the other, and both of my feet's too long. Course now, right along with it, I got no natural rhythm. But I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm dancing
through, dancing through, dancing through.
I'm gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. They hesitate while I commit my social suicide. I'm a
dancing fool.
I am a really sucker.
the disco beat is alive again here in Santiago. And we're near the water, so if you're getting too hot, just jump on in. Anybody too hot for the disco beat? Anybody out there? There she is. Yep. Just jump on in the water. Show the kids what they want. Here she is. Whoa. That's all right. It's that kind of a show, people. Just release your inhibitions. Have some fun. Get involved in the music. Get involved with the metamucil and let your bowels go free. Anyway, moving on. You know what? I got a couple questions for you. Anybody here tonight care to buy me a Bloody Mary? What? Say. Cool. We'll see you then after the set. Or the double. Extra Tabasco, please. Joe's wondering if there are any Italians here tonight. Okay. He loves to dance with Italian people. And one more question. Listen carefully. Your place or mine?
Thank you.
their leash a little bit. It's called Big Swifty.
They call me Mouth Bits up in the Appalachians. Anything you bring to me, I put in my mouth, just sing, you know, just like, I don't know. It's like going to church.
Anything you put in your mouth.
Didn't that just sound like Jeebus was here with us?
Jeebus.
Watch this.
All right. What else you got? Quick, time's running out.
Thank you. Snowshoes.
Peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
Where the land is.
fool. It went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal. It went wham, where the left foot took you. Hit him on the nose and he hit him on the fin. And he... That got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy could be. Scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly.
Yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow. Right there where the huskies go. Whereupon I proceeded to take that mitten full of the deadly yellow snow crystals and rub it all into his beady little eyes. With a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes now. The circular motion. Rub it. His sight, naturally. And he stood up,
okay.
And he looked around, and he said, I can't see. Outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, trying to figure out what he's going to do about his deflected eyes. And it was at that precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend, wherein it is written, on whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Nanook, the only way to get it fixed up is to go trudging across the trudging across the tundra, right down to the parish of St. Alfonso. Thank you.
gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen,